Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lending hand.
And God save us,
God save
us. We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lending
God save us.
You know, it seems like we've all been conditioned by calendars and dates.
I want you to hear what I'm saying.
But there's no time.
Greetings and welcome again to the Sunday radio broadcast show of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. Thank you, our listening audience, for joining us this morning as we bring to you another beautiful and spiritual discussion from Imam Shahid Shabazz. This radio broadcast show is brought to you every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We bring this show to you to keep you informed as to the right guidance and the best way to live your life while here on earth, and to discuss the concerns we all that are bothering all of us today here on earth about the conditions of the world. Today's broadcast, the title of today's broadcast is "The Solution to All Human Problems is Addressed in the Quran." The Quran summarizes all the teachings of the experiences that man has had in his lifetime on earth, from Prophet Abraham to Prophet Muhammad, including Prophet Esau or Jesus, whom he is known to be in the Western world. The disunity of man and his rebellious nature that refused to follow the guidance given to him to live by from the Almighty God through the teachings of the prophets are what caused his downfall and the destruction of the glorious nations of the past. Today, in this 21st century, man has had and still has messengers and spiritual guides sent to him from God to teach him how to live his life as a spiritual entity on earth. But he continues to turn a deaf ear and refuses to follow his guidance. Thus, his end is destined to be as those who came before him. Thank you, our radio listening audience, once again. As we say on this bright, sunny morning that we have here in the nation's capital of Washington, D.C., we have our lovely teacher standing by, Imam Shahid Shabazz, our beautiful host guest that has given us so much spiritual life and knowledge and information to keep us from going astray and to bring us back to the right. And now, without any further discussion, I will give you to Imam Shahid Shabazz. Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Okay, just wanted to make sure that you could hear me. Seemed like we kind of got cut off there a little bit. I would like to greet the radio listening audience and the greetings of peace from all the prophets. They brought peace, the peace of Allah. Allah is peace. And they came to the world when the world was in a chaotic and moral decadent. The world was decayed morally. They came with the peace of Allah. Allah's peace is a healer. It's a healer for the soul. It's a healer for the mind. And it's a healer for the land and the body. And all we are is a part of nature. So we need salam. We need the peace of Allah on earth as it is in heaven. With that said, we just want to say that there is no creator, no God, no deity worthy of worship. but Allah and Allah alone. Allah is an Arabic terminology, a term that means all in all, means that everything in creation is His, and He is the one that sustains all creation. So even if you're a Christian, a Muslim, a Jew, a Buddhist, a Hindu, whatever you call yourself by religious terms or by racial terms, it doesn't make any difference. I was talking to a man yesterday, an African, a man from Africa, our motherland, and he said, I'll be telling the our brothers and sisters, we are all one. We came from the same seed. And how many people think about this on a daily basis? We all human beings. We came from the same seed, even Adam and Eve. The seed that Allah created in them, it brought about all humanity. All humanity. So we are all one humanity, one human family. And until we go back to the source that created us, we can never learn that we are one people. And so I went to a meeting last night. I was blessed to go to a meeting, Black Empowerment. And what they were talking about was how the police are killing, instead of killing African Americans all around the country, and they were talking about the election right around the corner, next month. My birthday, around time, matter of fact, which means nothing. I just said that because I'm so grateful. If I live to see it, I'll be 60. And all I've been through as an African-American man in this country, like the co-host said, the beautiful co-host said, trying to bring a message of reminding, my reminder to the people all up and down the Northeast Coast, from Atlanta all the way to Canada. It's been a tremendous job. I was sitting before the show just thinking, wow, you have to want to be used by your creators to be able to do all the work that He's blessed me to do and to suffer as much as He's allowed me to suffer in over 42 years. And I wouldn't take any of it back. I love it because I believe He has blessed me to touch somebody in 42 years. He said, if you touch just one soul and cause that soul to come back to Allah, come back to Allah, come back. What is coming back to Allah? Coming back to Allah is coming back to righteous living. Coming back to Allah is coming back to justice. Coming back to Allah is coming back to wanting for others what you want for yourself. It's coming back to your true godly nature. It's coming back to all that is good. And it's also, on the other hand, it is forbidding people, first with yourself, forbidding your own self from all wrong, and then going out in the world and forbidding others from all wrong. And you know, people, you don't have to just do this by word of mouth. Really? The greatest way to do this is by example. That's what last night they was talking about, all of the problems. But when I was blessed with an opportunity to get up and speak, I was blessed to give them solutions to the problem. And the solutions to the problem was what the co-host said. It was studying history and find out how did the people come through when they were in the same immoral condition, unjust, oppressive condition of the world. Not only of America, but the world is in an immoral state. Most of the people in the world, they love evil like they should love good. Most people of the world, they can know this is good, and they can know this is bad, but they are more inclined, they'll quickly go to the bad and choose the bad over the good. Why is that? That is because most people have forgotten who created them. They have forgotten their creator. And when you forget your creator, you know what? You forget your own true self, which is your soul. Your soul. And when you lose your soul, you lose the ability to think. Your soul, which is Allah spirit, ruh in you, it quickens your intelligence, your mind, and causes you to be able to think and see His reality. It's a song, and I do want to add this little bit in here. It says something like this. Gave us a will to be free, the purpose to live His reality. Yeah, he gave us a will to be free. Freedom is to live in the reality of Allah's goodness on earth. It ain't free to do what you want to do. This is why we got the problems in the world. People doing their own thing. And Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High, He says all good come from Him. And you even hear the Christians and others say, in other religions, that God is all good. All right? So now we know that. That's established fact. Allah, the creator of the heavens and earth, is all good. And you got a lot of people now, they want to say the bad come from the devil. That's a lie. That's a generation after generation. That is a lie. That's why Satan got most people. Because they think that evil, all evil in the world come from him. And guess what? He laughing at them. Because he know that all the evil that happens in the life of people come from their own will, their own choice, freedom of choice, choosing evil. He's just an instigator. He encourages us to do good. And where do we do that from? Inside of us. He whispers. You can't see him. He's a spirit. Some people don't say a spirit. Well, let me put it this way. They label it correctly. He's an evil spirit. That's a jinn. Because a spirit is righteous. So he's a jinn. He was created a fire, his nature. And fire is has the nature where if it start burning this house in one section, if you don't put it out, it'll burn up the whole house. So the nature of evil is to destroy the whole of the universe. Last night it was said that Satan won't only try to destroy all mankind. Satan, he's trying to destroy the earth that we got to live on by polluting the water, polluting the ocean with oil and toxins, polluting the cities with exhausts from cars and all kinds of chemicals and putting chemicals and deadly stuff in the food that we eat. So Satan is not only trying to destroy the soul of man, he's trying to destroy the world, the material world, which Allah made good through for us. He's going to destroy that. And the only way we can bring back the world that Allah wants us to live in, and we got to do it quickly because Allah has brought us to a point in the evolving of his creation where he said in the beginning everything that he created was good. In first, second, third, fourth, fifth evolution or day, as some people say, was good. And we are now, we have been brought by Allah back to the return of his goodness. He have evolved us from all of the evils of all the past. Yes. And brought us to a point in time where he's getting ready to issue in, evolve, or issue in his goodness. And everything that ain't like he created it in the beginning, good, is and will be destroyed very soon. You don't have to believe it. You see it already happening. Look at all these killings. Look at all of these killings. Look at North Carolina, my state, home state. They've never been flooded out like they were recently. Recently, there was an earthquake. D.C. had never had that earthquake. Washington, North Carolina, and other northeastern cities and states went all up through Jersey and New York. So we see all enough signs to let us know that there's a creator. That even if you don't believe in him, we know it's a power that ain't pleased with us. And that power is Allah. And he ain't pleased with us. Why should he be pleased with us making this war and his creation bad when he created it for good? So, people, the way you're going to start changing things in America, you got to start changing your own self first. You got to start with you. Come back from your self-will. Doing what I want to do. It's all bad because all you do is bad. I do is bad. Come back to the will of Allah in the Holy Quran, which is all good. And Allah, as the co-host said, revealed the revelations of the Quran, and it confirms all the revelations he revealed to all his prophets and messengers since the beginning of time, when mankind had went astray, to call them back, to show them back to the way that will lead them back straight to their Creator, to all his goodness. And that is how the world changed. It wasn't changed through politics, and politics is not going to change the world. And that don't mean don't vote, because as the speaker said last night, if you don't vote, then you're just giving the devil and his people complete consent to just destroy you, you see. But if you vote, and don't just vote, but understand, black people in particular, you got to have some money behind your vote, because politics is nothing but capitalism. It's based on capitalism, huh? Money. And if you don't bring them some money with your honey, which is your vote, you get nothing done. Your conditions continue to go down. So with that said, I'll pause at this time and give anybody that have any comments, disagreements, come on, voice them, and we will address it. With the help of Allah, we will address them. Be glad to. Peace be unto you. As I begin, assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum as-salam. Walaikum as-salam. We have again this morning the teachings of Imam Shabazz, and he's coming through strong, teaching on the solution to all human problems is addressed in the Quran. Well, thank you, our radio listening audience, for joining us again this morning. And we pray that you are listening well. And those of you who want to comment, questions to ask, there's a number one button on your phone. That number one on your phone, push that so that we might see you in the studio and have you to come on and join us. Yes, the problems of mankind seem to be at their peak. We see all kinds of chaos and suffering, confusion, conflicts, destruction of humanity, destruction of life and creation going on today, like we've never seen it before in the times that we live in history. And we also see the destruction of society, of towns and cities, storms, the hurricane, the flood, the tsunamis that are being sent here by our Creator. And the funny thing is that man always likes to give credit to man. He doesn't want to give it to the Creator. He doesn't want to even see or think about there being a creation in reality. He says that all these storms, some men, some people are saying, oh, this is not coming from the Creator. This is coming from man messing with the sky. Man might be messing with the sky, but he cannot do the destruction and never has been able to do the destruction from what he's doing, his repetitiveness. He cannot do the destruction that the Creator can cause. The Creator has always sent storms and floods and destruction of lands, properties, and human lives as a warning to mankind before he destroys the nation from mankind. And he's doing the same today. There's no difference. Man was not messing with the skies and earth during those days. Why must he be messing with them now? That's the rebellious, determined, stubborn nature of man that refuses to accept the reality that there is a Creator, there is a God that he's accountable to, and that God is above all creation. And he refuses to accept the reality that he must leave this earth one day and return to his Creator to answer to what he has done, how he lived his life on earth, whether he followed the guidance of his Creator or whether he did what he wanted to do in life and caused the destruction and corruption on earth and not himself and his people. Those are the realities. That is what we are all about, people here on earth. Let's wake up before it's too late. We had nothing to do with ourselves being here on earth. which is a miracle to mankind. And he still can't figure out today why he is a human being on earth. He still can't answer that question, how he really got here. He can't go to the root of it because he doesn't understand his own creation. Yet he wants to stand in for God over what? Yes. But we must answer to the same God who placed us on earth. We must return to him and answer to our conduct and our choices on earth, the way of life we chose to live and why we chose to live it. We all talk about going to heaven, but we're not preparing for heaven. And man doesn't want to die. He doesn't want to think about death, because that's why he's not preparing to go to heaven. He wants to see this place, this materialism, this false glitter, this false illusion. As we continue to tell you, this life is only an illusion. The earth and everything that's in it, it's quickly passing before your eyes, before you can blink an eye. Someone has returned back to their creator. Somewhere the land has been destroyed. Homes have been destroyed. Cities have, states have, again, has been destroyed. What was there is nothing now. What is there is nothing now. It's as though nothing ever existed. But yet, we still refuse to see the sign and to follow right guidance. We want to thank you again and to remind you that you're listening to the radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabal, the reality of creator. And now I will give you back to Imam Shahid Shabal to continue his interview on the solution to all human problems is addressed in the Quran. Imam Shahid Shabal.
Assalamu alaikum. Yes, thank you. I was thinking as you was talking, and I was thinking about science. You know, science is the study of nature and creation. And last night we were talking about African-American people in particular and in general all people. But we were talking about why is it that the enemy of all black people in the world is the white man. And why is it that the white man wants to destroy the black man so bad? And this ain't just been since we've been here in America, the African-American. The white man has gone all over the world, the whole largest continent in the world, Africa. He have went over there, the richest continent in the world with all the natural resources, more natural resources than any place on the planet Earth. Why did he go over there and divide the people? The white man went over to Africa and seen how wealthy not only they were in terms of material resources, but he seen how wealthy they were in knowledge, science, skill, technology and advancement in civilization. He didn't have that in Europe. In Europe, he lived in caves, in the Dark Ages. He lived in the houses with animals. They didn't have running water. They didn't know how to clean themselves properly. You see, they lived like animals. Even worse than animals, because animals, it's their nature to do certain things, to live a certain way. And even, you got to have a lot of animals that clean themselves. You see, why am I saying this? Why is Donald Trump talking about racism, if you want to ask me that? Why is Hillary Clinton so quick to kill Muslims? Huh? Tell me that. So I want to say, I'm saying what I'm saying to say these people, black people, I'm speaking to African-American people right now at this point in time. We should understand that not only white people, but we ourselves as black people, we hate each other. We murder each other. Do we take the time to think, ever think, why do we do this? And why do these people hate us so much? And why is everybody against us so much and we're against ourselves? Have you ever really thought about it? Not just lightly, deeply. Deeply think about this here. And with the help of Allah, I'll give you the answer why. Well, time up. The answer is because, as me and the African man were saying the other day, do you know we were created the first people on earth, and the first people on earth is the ones that had to civilize the people that came from them? Adam and Eve was the first man and woman on earth, and their children, their descendants of the other human beings came from them, and they were black. Adam and Eve were black. They was created in Africa, or what we so call Africa, so it's really Asia. Asia really means black. So it's a black continent. Man's continent, Africanus, and our European explorer. Everywhere the Europeans went and explored and took over the Muslims and the black people, nations, they gave it their name. They showed that I conquered this. And so Africanus, he put his name on there. His name was Africanus. And he named Africa after himself, after he conquered Africa. But how was he able to conquer such a people who were so powerful, who built pilgrimage? And they still, the scientists can't understand how they built the pilgrimage today. Huh? A people so great that Allah, the Creator, made so great. First people created, the greatest people ever lived. Why? Because they are the ones that built the civilized world for all humanity. So what is the problem? The problem is that, first of all, the white man is jealous of us. And the reason we as African Americans kill and destroy ourselves is because we've been pre-programmed to do that. We've been conditioned to do this. And we've been conditioned to do this for over 500 years. Now, the man talked about this last night. And another man, great man, passed on, peace be upon his soul, the mercy and the blessing of Allah. Imam Wafiuddin Muhammad talked about this. What do you think would happen to white people if they had black people as their slave masters for 500 years, whipping the hell out of them with a whip all the time, castrating them, raping their women, even raping their little children, and doing all kinds of horrific things to black people? They the ones that introduced anal sex to black people, homosexuality to black people. They introduced all immorality, all moral bad behavior to black people. The majority of black people that came over here on slave ship, they didn't have that type of bad moral conduct. They were godly. They knew their creator, and they knew they had the answer to him. And they had unity. Even on the slave ships, they were talking to each other about how we're going to survive with these cruel people in the cruel place where they're taking us from our land. They talked, they prayed, they said, let's band together. You are from this tribe right here. I'm from that tribe right there. But we got to become one tribe now. One. Because we all going to catch hell from the same enemy now. He going to, you see, killing us now, raping our women, even raping men too. These are some terrible crackers that have been throughout the world taking destruction and evil anywhere they go. So when somebody dislikes you so much, they envy you because of your great qualities. You have something they don't have, and they won't, so they envy you. Now, why do we envy each other as black people? Because we have been poisoned with that mentality by Willie Lynch, a slave owner, and he passed that poison on to the other slave masters and told them, if you give these black people this foolproof plan, fool, F-O-O-L, plan, that they would continue to genocide themselves. Perpetually. You won't have to kill them. They'll kill themselves. Now, one more thing I want to mention that we had said at the meeting last night. They were talking about the genocide of our children. Do you know that your future is carried on through your children? African-American people, the only race that don't know that. Why they don't know that? Because when they brought us here as slaves, they divided the families. And why did they divide the families? So they could teach their children to be like they wanted them to be, the white man. And they could teach them to be slaves that would think that all that was good was white and all that was evil and bad was black. Yeah, this is very important because they taught us to hate ourselves and to love them, white people. And today you got more black Negroes calling themselves Muslim, Christian, whatever. Amazing. They love white people and they hate themselves. And that's why. That answer is right there. So until you go back, black people, African Americans, to loving your Creator, He is love, then you will be able to love yourself and you will bring back the love of loving your race. They cut us off from God in slavery. I said that. They cut us off from the knowledge of our Creator. And they made up a religion for us called Christianity. And in this religion, they made everything associated with divinity white. They made the God white. And they said the God had a son and he was white. Yeah, they made the angels white. So everything associated with divinity or the Creator, Allah, they made white. And think about this. If it was, the roles were reversed and it was black people over white people teaching them for over 500 years that the God was black, that he had a son and his son was black, and that he gave his son, God, think about this insanity, that God gave his only begotten son to save the world from their sins. You won't find that lie or these lies in the Bibles that the enemy of all people of color, these Bibles, Christianity, you won't find that in any scripture that was brought by any prophet or messenger of Almighty God, Allah. Even the prophet they say and are claiming to be the son of God, he didn't even teach that lie. He taught his people to worship only the one God, Allah. And he said, don't associate no partners with Allah, our Creator. He said, our Father who art in heaven. He didn't say my Father. So why you Christians won't understand that? Why you Christians won't accept that? Because you really are following a so-called religion that's designed to keep you from knowing the truth. Only way you will learn the truth, it's in the only book on the planet Earth that has the whole truth and nothing but the truth. There's no lies, no falsehood can approach this book from before it, behind it, from it right or the left, meaning simply no falsehood can approach it from any way. And it has clear guidance in it to straighten out the world's problems right now. This is what I let the people know last night. It's the Holy Quran. And then somebody tried to say, well, I didn't read the Quran. I couldn't understand it. I said, well, if you couldn't understand it, the Creator, he's the only one can bless you to understand it. And in fact, he say, Allah, in the Quran, that he have made the Quran easy to understand and remember. But he said, those that don't have a pure heart, they won't be able to touch the Quran. He don't mean literally touch the book. He mean he will not bless them to understand his goodness, his way of life he created for you, and you remain in darkness, and you will destroy yourself, and you will destroy each other. You have to be sincere. You cannot deceive the Creator. So black people, African Americans, come back to sincere worship of Almighty Allah. Stop the hypocrisy. Stop loving yourself and material things over your Creator. That is the destruction of not only black people, but of the world. But black people and the people of color of the world, they're following them on ungodly Jews and on ungodly pale-skinned white people who work for the devil. Peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum as-salam. Thank you, Imam Shahid Shabazz. Again, teaching strong on the solution to all human problems is addressed in the Quran. And he said, we have all kinds of organizations forming today, Black Power organizations, to try to solve the solutions, or find a solution to the problems that are existing with this hatred of humanity and destruction of the African Americans, especially in society today. With the saying, Black Lives Matter, which is a debate within itself, because those who are not of African American descent are black, of the descent from the black, they feel like this is an insult to them, that all lives matter. We know that all lives should matter, but in reality, with the other races, killing majority of them are from the other races that are killing and destroying, especially on the fourth that's called law, that's supposed to be helping to save the lives of men, killing and destroying innocent black African Americans, especially our youth, children. There are some females and adults that are caught up in this, but the majority of the killings are by youth. And that's nothing that they're doing, just ridiculously killing them, walking through the street, seeing one Benny Valentine shoot, asking what he's doing, and then pulls out his gun and shoots him. It's foolishness like that. That's downright murder like never before. Yes, this is not happening to other races, so there is a need to bring to reality that African Americans, black people, are human beings too, and not three fifths of an animal they're still trying to say they are and give the impression that they are, so they shouldn't be on the planet Earth because all they're doing is creating problems for us. This is the message that they're trying to send out. The hatred that is happening today, you've never seen before here on this Earth. And it's all because of desire for selfish rule, for one people to rule all life and humanity. And the same hatred desire feels like it's the only one who should exist on this earth. No one else and nothing else is more important than it is. A corrupt, destructive mentality of Shaitan. That's what it is. And this germ is creating destruction all over the world. And even have African Americans killing each other up. Not just African Americans, but many other countries too, killing each other up and trying to justify it. And then you ask them why, they really can't answer why. They don't realize that they were destroyed and in turn grew up from a corrupt disease that has been spreading over years and finally reached its peak in destruction of humanity. People, the life that we're living today is not the life that we're saying, but it's not that beautiful, peaceful, quiet life. The life of heaven is just the life of beautifying the earth together and striving to live our best on it and helping each other to find the best way, the best in themselves to live the life. That's the way it should be. But it's far from existing like that. We won't even help each other when we say we need a loaf of bread. You tell a neighbor, I can't help you. Nasty, evil way of even asking each other. People, this life, this way of life must change. And we do have the people awakening now in this black power. This is what their purpose is, to try to breathe. But they're saying they don't know how. Man is so rebellious. He's complaining and criticizing about the good that they're trying to do in bringing him back together so that we can become a people caring about our own selves. But you can't help anybody else until you help yourself. You help your own people. What you do is say in the Bibles, in all religious books, in the Quran, that what you reach out to do to help others in some other country now is not accepted by Allah until you help yourself at home. Help begins in the home first. Do for yourself over here where you live. Do for your people. Do for your own kind first that needs help. Then reach out and try to help the other parts of the world. who should be helping themselves like you should be helping yourself. Then we all come together in those other needs that we have and share. That's the way it should be, but it's far from that. And this is why today we see so much corruption, so much destruction of lives going on. And people are afraid to speak out and watch their own selves, their own people being exterminated. This is very sad. Why? Because they've gone far, far from the right path, the path of the call of their Creator back to Him, the path that gives them the right way and best way to live. They've ignored it, ignored the call of their Creator, to follow His way, the way of life He's ordained. And they've chosen to follow this corrupt, deceptive, evil way of this jinn, of the shaitan on earth, who gives them the worst of everything to help them to quickly destroy themselves. The worst of dress, the moral dress, seducive, seductive dress. Grown ups walk around here, naked, looking worse than children, showing all that they can show, knowing that it draws the desires of man towards them. And they don't care. Then they want to say man can touch them. They are being raped. They rape themselves when they dress like that. And they know that man was created to desire the woman and her body as a means of procreation. So therefore she must cover so that he will not have his attention focused on her and her body, but focused on the work that he's supposed to be doing to take care of her and her body and build his nation for her. She's too foolish to see that reality and allows herself to be continuously destroyed as a result of dressing the improper and most corrupted way of dressing on earth and calling wrong right. They said that in the end of time, man would see wrong as right and right as wrong. And we are living to see the reality of that now. The food that we eat. You try to remind people, you can remind them all you want. You can let them know and tell them, hey, that food is being poisoned that you eat. There's all kinds of chemicals. It's not natural. It's not good for the body. It's destroying the cell, increasing the destruction. That's because it's causing cancer and all these other illnesses and diseases that you're having. Yet many will go on going to the grocery store, plain grocery store, and drop that food instead of going to those places that they know are told that are places that are starving to bring food from the earth to eat, the natural good foods. We're helping their own people who are bringing food from the gardens and from the farm. They go to the big chain stores and grab the first thing they see, not thinking about what it consists of and not caring. They have us like zombies. People are like zombies to be on earth. Anything that they give, you accept. Everyone's asking, what's happening? What's going on today? Why are all these storms coming? Why is this happening? Why is that? It's you, because of you. You are causing it to happen. And the choices that you make with your life that are wrong and that are self-destructive. All right, I won't hold my speech any longer to you. I will give you now back to Imam Shahid Shabazz to continue the discussion today on the solution to all human problems is addressed in the Quran.
Assalamu alaikum. At this time, what I want to speak on is revolution. Revolution. Okay. Do you know the word, most black people in particular, African Americans, they don't understand what revolution is. There's a revolution going on in the world right now. What is the revolution? The revolution is evil trying to destroy good. That's what the revolution is. Revolution means evil trying to destroy other people. And right now, we got a revolution going on in America. It's been going on. What is the revolution? The destruction of black people by the white man. The white man wanted to destroy the black man. Why do the white man want to destroy the black man? The white man know in the DNA, in the melanin, that which is life. Melanin is life. It's black, too. You know melanin? It's black. And all life comes from that melanin. What is that telling you? All life comes from black. So the white man in the Holy Quran, Allah say the white man and the pale-skinned Jew, they wish they could live a life on this earth of 1,000 years and kill everybody, all the people of color, so this world would be just theirs to do all the corruption and immoral things they can do to just corrupt the earth. Now, no people in history have ever overcome their oppression and their oppressors except through revolution. You got to fight. What is revolution? It's fight. And what is revolution? The purpose of revolution is to bring about a change from oppression to justice. And black people will fight for the white man. They'll go in Korea and fight. They went over there and they fought. They'll go to Japan. They'll go all over the world and fight for the white man against their own brothers and sisters. But they won't fight for their own freedom. Stand up and fight this white man in America, huh? For their own freedom, justice, and equality. What in the hell is wrong with them? Their brain dead. Their minds are dead. Their hearts are dead because they are still following the effects in their minds and souls of slave teaching. And it's subliminal, it's subconscious. They don't even know why they're scared of the white man. They're scared of the white man because back in slavery, the white man treated us so bad. He sent us through a condition of horrific treatment that no other people on the face of the planet has ever suffered in their slavery and in their oppression of their oppressors. We went through the worst of slavery, people. And if white people went through the slavery by at the hands of black people that we went through, they would have the same fear of us that we got of them. Well, we wouldn't stand up to them. We would just let them do any damn thing they want to do to us and say, hopefully one day they'll change. They'll change one day. Hopefully God will touch their heart. We've been saying that, and we've been marching and sitting down and standing up marching and talking, but we won't take no actions. Huh? You got to fight fire with fire. You got to take a life for a life. If they take our life, you got to take their life. And I ain't just talking about mental either. If they're willing to kill us, and they are killing us, then it's coming that time anyway. Now black people are beginning to retaliate and realize that, hey, if we don't start killing them, they're going to kill all of us. And they're absolutely right. It's already been in their plan to kill you anyway when they brought you here. Huh? They intended to work there like slaves and animals, and after they got all of the productivity out of you, because they didn't know how to do it to them, nothing. They didn't know how to wipe their behind. They didn't know how to cure diseases. We knew all of that over in Africa because we're the people that civilize all humanity. We know how to build roads and build, we build pilgrimage. Don't you know we build the first people who come up with architecture and science. We're the ones. So went and got us. First of all, they went to Africa. They said, damn, these black people, These people are smart. Look at that. They were baffled. They went in the pilgrims and they seen all the designs in the inside and the outside. And now it was a movie. Richard Pryor played in, and they didn't let him do too many of these movies because he began to wake up black people. And they said, hell no, we can't have that. That's what the white man said. He was inside the pilgrims and he was like, the architect, whatever you call those people who go and search out and find about other people, anthropologists or whatever you call it. Anyway, he was carrying their bags and their tools, and they say, then he began to look on the wall, and he said, that man look like my uncle. That man look like my cousin. These are black people. He said, black people did this. And the white men, the anthropologists, they say, it's time to go. And when they said that, they didn't want him recognizing that his people did all these great things. So they start going out, and then they showed on the movie Richard Pryor. He was still in their bathroom, and they closed the door on him. And what one brother said they was doing, they was closing the knowledge of black people, letting you know you ain't going to learn your history. You ain't going to learn how great you were. Huh? And this was recently. So, black people, this is a revolution going on. And the revolution is a revolution to keep you ignorant, to keep you ignorant of yourself and ignorant of what the white man has did to you. The white man put fear in black people of him. And like I said, if the roles were reversed, they would be scared of us, just like we scared of them. Back during the time of the Ku Klux Klan, they sent a whole city to kill one black man. Why that? Why they couldn't just send one man to kill him? They scared of us. They know how powerful we are. They know how great we are. But the problem is we don't know how great we are. We don't know how powerful we are because we've been cut off from our roots. Huh? Our roots is in Africa. Our roots is in Africa. And as one man said, I won't call his name. You'll probably know his name a lot, but he will not say it. He said most African Americans, and that was sure when I was born, I heard that a lot. Black people talking about, I ain't left nothing in Africa. I ain't no African. I'm American. And this man said, you ain't left nothing in Africa. Why, you left your mind in Africa. And this is what he was saying. Most black people in America act like they came over here from Europe, act like they were born white and came over here on ships with the white men to be free and to have an America for black and white. That's not true at all, and you see it today with them killing you up like they're killing you up, don't you, black people? So you got to change your thinking and get with this revolution. And if you ain't willing to die, no people who ever overcame their oppression and their oppressors did it without fighting. No, you got to fight, and you got to be willing to die. A lot of people have died in revolutions, and black people are going to kill other people across the world and first kill each other here at home. But they're scared to kill the man who's killing them. And you don't just have to kill white people with weapons. In fact, I believe strongly that the revolution, this last revolution on earth, it ain't no physical revolution. It ain't going to be one with no tanks and no machine guns and no other kind of weapon. This revolution going to be one with knowledge. This revolution going to be one with spirituality, the power of Almighty Allah. That's what spirituality is. It's the power of the Creator. And the Creator going to bless those two black people in particular to overcome this revolution that sincerely come together and recognize that unity is the key to overcoming revolution. You got to unite. And you got to unite under the oneness of God. Stop talking about, I'm a Christian, I'm a Jew, I'm a this, I'm a that. You got more black people here talking about I'm this and I'm that, and the white man saying you're all niggas. Y'all black. I'm going to kill y'all. And we around here divided talking about I ain't with you and you black and I'm black. You can't win. United we stand. Divided we fall. That's why we falling like flies, falling fast because we ain't united. And we scared to stand up against the white man because we ain't united. We fear all the black people ain't going to help us. And we right. That includes you Muslims, you black African-American Muslims. You won't help each other, like the co-host said. And until you go back, look inside of your own soul and ask yourself, am I living in the light that I'm supposed to live because I'm afraid to stand up for my rights and the rights of my people. And see, when you're afraid of another man, that means you don't know your creator. Because if you knew your creator, you would know he has all power. And no man can overcome you in a whole law if he's with you. You would know that. And you wouldn't fear a white man or no man. But you don't want to give your life to God, black people. Unfortunately, you like to be into yourself. You like to worship your own body, and you like to worship material things. Yeah, you like children playing with toys, with your Mercedes, your Lexuses, your $250,000 houses, $1 million ring, and all this kind of foolishness. And that's what Willie Lynch said. He's going to give black people, told all the slave masters, give them this fool proof plan. And ain't we fools? And ain't we proving that we're fools? There it is right there. We're proving that we're the fools that Willie Lynch told them that we would be perpetually, forever. When you going to stop being fools, black people? You don't have much longer before the white man completely annihilate the whole race. Except those sincere servants of Allah like myself who don't follow him and who don't fear him and who will stand up to him. And like Muhammad Ali said, peace be upon him, he said, before I renounce my religion and my leader, Elijah Muhammad, I'm willing to stand in front of a Gatling gun. That's right. And he meant that. One of the greatest heroes in the world of our people, Muhammad Ali. And Malcolm X told him this right here. They wanted to draft him back during this time, El-Haj Malik Shabazz. He said, look, you put me in your army, and you put rifles and guns and weapons in my hand, I'm going to start killing y'all first. They said, this nigga crazy, and you ain't going in the army. You can stay out. You ain't going in here. So until you got the mind of Muhammad Ali, Malcolm X, and me, you ain't going to never be free, black people. With that right there, I'm going to let you just feed your mind and your soul on that right there. Peace. Salaamu alaikum.
Alaykum as-salam, Nam Shaheen Shabazz, teaching, and reaching. Yes, there are those out there who are listening with a sincere ear and open mind to the truth, and they will be the ones to also reach out and teach and reach and help others so that we can change this world and bring it back to the right way. We have a beautiful person here with us today who comes on and supports us consistently. This person is coming out of North Carolina, Durham, North Carolina, 919-717-2047. Brother Larry. Yes, Brother Larry. As-salamu alaykum. How are you? It seems like he's not coming on for some reason. Brother Larry. Yes, I see him on here, but when I'm trying to bring him on, I'm having a problem today. I don't know what the problem is, but they are not allowing him to come on. We'll try again a little later, and we will continue with the discussion. And you know that he met Shaheen Shabazz. Has instructed now for almost 50 years, going through the streets, knocking door to door, reaching and teaching as he stops on the streets in his work and his spending, and he's still doing, talking to the people, trying to reach them. He's a warner and a messenger to the people. And we need to wake up and listen and hear his call back to the truth, back to reality, back to being the human beings that we were created to be on earth. History, people, repeats itself. The people today are descendants of the people who lived in the times gone by. Study your history and see where you stand in your history today. What people do you represent in the history of your ancestors? Which behavior do you exhibit from among those people to assess these questions? Will your descendants see you as you see your people who lived before you? If so, what kind of world did you leave or will you leave behind for them, for their future? What choices are you making that would determine if their world would be a better world or if theirs will be a world for them to live in that is self-destructive? Or will there be a world from the choices that you're making today for your youth, for your descendants to live in? You hear many people saying today that this world is doomed. What do you say? After all, it's up to you. What you do today will determine what the world will be tomorrow. Your actions, people, your actions are your future. So, if you want a bright future for yourself and your people, begin with the mirror on the wall. Take a good look at your face. Does your smile seem out of place? Are your actions a disgrace? Who will be wiping your tears? Brothers and sisters, nothing is going to happen. Nothing is going to change until we stop tearing each other down and start building each other up to make it change. The real battle won't be fought with weapons or guns. The real battle won't happen until you put down the cross. That cross ain't bought you nothing back, not even the reprimands from slavery. Pick up the sword and get on the battlefield for your Lord. You serve him by serving others. You serve others by securing a future for all humanity. The Almighty God is not going to reach down from the heaven and do for you. He has given you all you need to do for self. Serve your God by serving yourself. Before you go to heaven, you have to live in heaven. Heaven here on earth. The heaven that you make for yourself here on earth. The heaven on earth comes from the life that you give in service to others. No one is going to treat you right until you treat yourself right. No one is going to do good to you until you do good to yourself. No one is going to love you until you love yourself. Yourself is your own kind. You can't give to the world or others and neglect yourself. Neglect your own kind to beg from the hands of others while your hands reach out across the world to strangers. Charity begins at home. Things won't get any better until you take the blindfold off your eyes and start moving forward with your life. After you have fed your brother, then teach him how to do for self. And tell him that he must do the same and teach somebody else. This is when the change is going to happen. Thank you again, people. I have tried to bring Brother Larry on. We want him to say a word or two. As I said, something is happening here in the studio today, and he's not coming on the air. We thank him for joining us. We pray to God that he is listening. And that eventually, before we are off, that this problem will be solved, we can bring him on for some of his beautiful words and message to us. Now back to our teacher, our host today, Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Assalamu alaikum. People, in my continuation of my talk on evolution, revolution and evolution. We need to understand this. Evolution is creation, and revolution is the evolving. See, you have creation, the creator created creation, and he created creation to evolve. Evolve means to grow. And in order to grow, you must change. And so dealing with human beings, we need a revolution and an evolution in our personal lives, especially black people. Black people need a revolution and an evolution so much. So I was sharing with a cousin of mine in Richmond that here in the nation, the world's capital, Washington, D.C., you can go all over the District of Columbia and you hardly ever will see a good restaurant that's owned and ran by a black man, a woman. It's a shame how black people are divided here in the nation's capital and all over this country. Because black people in slavery were taught to think as individuals. They were separated so that the white man wouldn't allow them to unite and learn. And for a long time in slavery here in America, the white man, so-called white man, wouldn't let the so-called black man read, black people read. If they caught a black man or woman reading, they would beat them. They would take them out in the public, and they would hang them up here or something, and sometimes they would whip them so much they'd kill them, whip them to death with the whip, to put fear in black people of reading. That's why most black people don't like to read. And that's why you have heard the saying for hundreds of, since we've been in this country, or supposed to be free for over a little over 100 years, that if you want to hide any valuables you got, put it in a book, and a black person, they'll never get it. That book will decay and rot away, and what's in it will rot away with it before black people will pick up that book and read. You proud of that? But you'll go to the white man's school, black people, and you'll read, learn his miseducation, and come back out here looking down on your brothers and sisters, thinking that you're better than they are, and you worse than they are, because at least their minds is clear for God to allow to speak to them, but you, your mind is full of that miseducation of your slave master that he done put in his textbooks, in his books, for you to learn how to be a faithful, a good slave, a good nigger, a good Uncle Tom. To tell him how the other blacks are doing, what they doing, to keep them all under his power, under his influence. Black people, you need a revolution. And you need it now because you don't have much long before. If you don't break through change and start fighting for your freedom, you ain't going to get freedom. You're going to be destroyed. And not only are you going to be destroyed and lose your freedom physically, the worst is slavery. The worst is destruction. It's not the destruction of your body, black people. It's the destruction of your mind and your soul. Black people, African-American people, wake up. No more sleeping in your head. No more backwards thinking. It's time for thinking ahead. Huh? The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war, and poverty. And the world won't get no better if we just let it be, black people. And I'm talking about black people. The world won't get no better here in America for you if you just let it be. If you just let these crackers do what the hell they want to do, and you don't fight them, get that slave fear out of you. But you can't do it until you come back to submission of your will to the will of Allah, your creator, who have all power. And Allah says over and over again in his final revelations to black people and humanity, he says that he is the one that have all power. And he said, fear me and do good that ye may prosper. Listen to that. Why fear him? Because if you don't fear Almighty God, you'll do anything. You ain't got no conscience to do good. So if you don't fear God, that means that evil will have the ability to destroy you and get you to destroy yourself and others, and you won't have the power to resist evil. And Almighty Allah says, fear him even though you don't see me. but you don't see God, but you see the results of what happened to you when you don't submit to his plan and purpose for your life, and that is destruction. Huh? Are you listening? This ain't no joke. Life ain't for sport and play. And all these material things around here, you're worshiping and your physical self, talking about your God and goddess. Last night at that black so-called empowerment meeting, they kept on talking about Malcolm and all the great leaders, but they were saying, and they were trying to put the prophets down, talking about the prophets and messengers of God. We don't even know nothing about them, but we do know about Malcolm X and Martin Luther King and all these people. Crazy as I in hell. I was just listening at them fools up there, making fools out of themselves before their creator and condemning their souls to the hellfire. And they even said that we got prophets, that Malcolm X was a prophet, Martin Luther King was a prophet, Elijah Muhammad was a prophet, Wafi Muhammad was a prophet, Farrakhan is a prophet. Insane. The only, the last prophet of Almighty God, Allah, was Prophet Muhammad, a man that lived 1,400 and about 30 years ago in Saudi Arabia in a little city called Mecca. That, peace be upon him, prayers and peace. That was the last prophet Allah says in this final revelation, was his last prophet. He got many messengers, he said, that he didn't mention in the Quran, that came, and he got, he said he got many messengers that's going to come to us today and until time passes away in this whole material creation. I'm a messenger. I'm bringing a, we're bringing you a message today. Do you want to receive it? Almighty Allah say, most people, starting with you African Americans, they destroy their own selves and each other because they look upon themselves as what? Self-sufficient. Meaning that they don't have nobody to answer to. It's my thing. It's my body. All you hear today from African American is my and I. My and I. My and I. But with other races, you hear we. We going to build this million-dollar business. We going to do this. We going to do that. But with black African American Negroes, colored folks, it's I and my. Ain't no people ever been successful thinking as individuals. They've been successful because they think as a group. They've been successful because they have unity. And they've been successful because they don't have no Uncle Toms. Huh? And the greatest, one of the greatest nations in the world is the Japanese and Chinese because they killed all their Uncle Toms. They got rid of them. And they're the most feared. The Chinese, they're the most feared nation by America in the world because they don't have no Uncle Toms. They won't allow no spies to be in there giving information to the enemy about them on what they're going to do to stop the enemy from destroying their people. But America is full of Uncle Toms and spies. And the worst of spies and greatest Uncle Toms, not greatest, but worst of Uncle Toms in America is black people. The government used black people to kill Malcolm X, Al-Hajj Malik Shabazz. The government used black people to set up Martin Luther King's death. Yeah. Man said it last night. I'm saying what he said, and I stand on it. Said he used Jesse Jackson. I thought that anyway. Said he used Jesse Jackson, the white man. I think J. Edgar Hoover was in there, head of the FBI there. Say, he used him. I seen it. Say, he used him to get him out on the balcony in the right place at the right time so the sniper could kill him, shoot him in the head at the right time. What are you going to learn, black people? What are you going to wake up? Do you want to wake up? And my answer for most of you, as the creator answer is no. So today, this is your final call to come back to who you were before you were brought to America and made slaves of your slave master, the white man. And who were you? You were Muslims. You were Muslims, I said. What is a Muslim? It's an Arabic word that means submission of your will to the will of your creator, Allah. Islam means peace. It means when you submit your will to the will of the one creator, Allah, and he is As-Salam, the peace, then you get peace with yourself and you have peace with your brothers and sisters, not just blacks, but with all mankind. I greet you again. As-Salaam alaikum.
Walaikum as-Salaam. Walaikum as-Salaam. We're bringing you to you today Imam Shahid Shabab on the subject, the solution to all human problems as addressed in the Quran. Remind you that you're listening to these teachings on the radio broadcast show, The Reality of the Creator, which is brought to you every Sunday morning, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I've tried and tried to bring Brother Larry on. We thank him for listening. I see he's still there listening. But for some reason, I guess their mic is not working for them to bring him on, the mic that they have him on, because he's not coming on in our studio here. And we'd love to hear from him. But if we can't get him today, we want to thank him for coming and joining us, ask him to stick with us. And next Sunday, inshallah, God willing, he blesses us to be back on. We will definitely try to bring him on and pray that all is working well in the studio. Imam Shahid Shabab, giving great, great, and wonderful teachings to you, our beautiful brothers and sisters. He's letting you know that the prophets all brought the same message to their people. They were in unity, and that's where you must come back to unity, unity with one another. For one left off, the other prophet in his time picked up the message and continued to bring the message from the Almighty God, Allah, the one creator. And as we say, Jesus was one of the prophets who brought the message of Allah, the message of God. His message was the same as all the other prophets. He brought that message, brought the message of the time in which there was other information that was needed for the time that Allah gave to him, that the Creator gave to him, that wasn't given to those prophets because it wasn't necessary. People have to understand. And so likewise, Prophet Muhammad, he continued and brought all the messages and updated that for the time that he was in and for the message that was needed for his people for their survival at that time. Allah gave him knowledge and information to help his people to save themselves and bring them back to the way that their Creator had ordained for them to live. And this is what it's all about. And we again have today, the people of today have been deceived, false message and false knowledge. You have to come back to yourself, come back to your knowledge, the right knowledge, the knowledge of your ancestors, and join together with sincere heart, determination, to make this world a better world, to make it the way the Creator has designed for it to be, and to destroy the corruption and destruction by willing to stand up and fight for what is right, fight for what is yours, fight for what is good, fight for the natural way of life that you're supposed to be living. We don't have much time left here now. We have about 5 minutes left, and I'm going to let Imam Shahid Shabazz continue with his speech and close out the prayer. Imam Shahid Shabazz.
As-salamu alaykum. First of all, most black people in America don't understand scriptural language. As I've been teaching people for a while now, Christians, so-called Christians, there's no such a thing as a Christian because Prophet Esau, the one they call Christ, his name was Esau. That language, they call him Christian, didn't even exist in his time 2,000 years ago. Next, I want to say that son in scriptural language don't mean S-O-N, physical son. It means light. Jesus, our prophet Esau, was the light of God. So as all people who submit their will, the will of their creator sincerely become lights of Almighty God Allah. So I want to clear that up for all you Christians who don't understand that the Creator can't have no son. How are you going to reduce him down to an animal and he have a son? He's the Creator of creation. All he has to say is, kum fayakum, be, and all creation comes into existence however he wanted to come into existence. With that said, we want to say there's no Creator, no God but Allah. He begetteth not no son, nor have anyone or anything begotten him, and there's nothing he created like unto him. He's a sustainer. He's the cherisher of all the worlds. And he's the only way we can come out of the world destruction. He said the true cure. See, you already, the true cure for this evil and destruction in the world is his unity. Once we come back to the unity of our Creator, then we recognize that we are one. One as black people and one as humanity. I greet you in the greetings of peace. As-salamu alaykum, as I started, peace be unto you all.
Wa alaykum as-salam, and I, Imam Shabazz, we might end the day's discussion with a prayer, if you would lead us. Thank you.
With the name of Allah, the Merciful, Benefactor, the Merciful Redeemer, we praise Almighty Allah alone. There is nothing he created worthy of worship or praise except Allah. And we ask that Allah forgive us the sincere of our faults and our sins. We ask that Almighty Allah, during this election time, show the people his force, his power, and let the people know that there ain't going to be no more government. A few people controlling the minute, but that he's going to take his world back over and establish his righteous government on this earth after Hillary and Donald Trump go through their game plan. All praise is due to Allah, the guardian, evolver, the cherisher, and sustainer of all creation. He's on his way to take his world back, and it'll be in just a little while. So don't look forward to it to be far in the future. And if you ain't right, you will be destroyed, along with all the government officials that you look up to and preachers and leaders, imams, you worship. You best stop worshiping Allah who you can't see. You won't be able to see yourself no more because God, Allah, don't take you out of existence. I mean.
As-salamu alaykum. Thank you. Thank you, our radio listening audience, for joining us today. If you love and believe in what you heard from the message today, take it to the streets, take it to your people, and have them to join us again next Sunday, same time. Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator, 10:30 a.m. Sundays. As-salamu alaykum. Have a peaceful and pleasant day.
Wa alaykum salam.
Oh, my God. This is ridiculous. The reason why he didn't come on is because we've been cut off the air through this stupid internet. I'm going to call them and let them know. This is outrageous. That's what the problem was. It's just running our mouths. And they have cut us off the air. I don't know how long ago. That's how we couldn't get Brother Larry off. It wasn't the studio. It was the internet. Man, what is this? And I'm paying them money. They're getting worse than the other. At least they didn't cut us off the air when we were on. So-called internets nowadays are ridiculous. Why are they continually cutting me off? Oh, God. God, I gotta try to find out how to get to them now. The proper one.